It's Monday morning, and you're tuned into a clear-cut Hall of Fame podcast. These guys are highly caffeinated, they're entirely intolerable, and they're the patron saints of unpopular opinion. This is Just Buds.
I'm Jack. Jack.
Are you kidding me?
Jack.
I'm Jeff.
Every channel.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Here we are. See? It's just a natural tick for me to be like, okay, here we are.
We gotta get it going. We're doing it right now.
Been a minute.
Well, it's been like a week.
Yeah, for them it's been a week. For us it's been,
this is 3 weeks. Yeah. We had a little hiatus there, but it didn't really change our progress at all.
No, not at all. Considering we don't keep up with the news, we just chat. There's nothing to...
Yeah, people keep up with us. We're basically the Kardashians, except we're the Buds.
You just had to say that, didn't you?
Keeping up with the Buds.
Yeah. I guess we got a title for this episode.
Yeah.
Nice. Apologies?
Would you like to apologize for anything, Jack?
Yeah, it's just the entire second episode. You specifically, you missed a beep. And I was going to say,
I'd like to apologize on behalf of both of us and Kristen, because all three of us were sitting there very knowingly bleeping out that specific phrase.
Yeah.
And we all missed a super clear one.
So blatantly obvious. It slaps you in the face and you go, how did we?
Oh, well. Sorry.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that entire episode. That is not what our core really has ever been.
Did you tell your coworkers not to listen to that episode?
No, but I specifically didn't pimp that episode. I don't know if you noticed on our social media or my social media.
Definitely noticed.
I didn't pimp it as hard as...
Because our listen count went like... It was going back up. It was like 30-something. Yeah. And then it goes to like 10. Then it comes back up again for the third episode.
Because typically I'll pimp an episode 3 times in a week. That one, I put up release date. I didn't put it on my personal social media anywhere. And I just kind of let that one.
Oh,
if people were gonna listen, they were gonna listen to it.
If there's gonna be a mysterious hidden episode from season 2, I think that's it.
Yeah. So like we've always discussed that like we are comfortable with things that we would say in front of our moms.
That's not
that
one of them.
Episode completely went off the rails.
Yeah, that was our only rule. That broke our only rule.
Yeah.
Although I didn't really say anything.
No, you did not, and I did. And
I didn't break the rule.
I should have vetoed that episode, and you should have let me veto it, but there's that one joke that just hit too hard.
Honestly, if you gave me that reason, because that was our only rule, I probably would have listened to you. I would have let it go.
Yeah, and so the reasons I didn't was because that one joke landed really hard in the moment. I don't think it played as well in the recording.
No, I don't think it did.
And second, because in the third episode, we referenced that one a lot. And so I just felt like for continuity's sake, we had to put it up.
Yeah, it only makes sense, but we could have just let it go.
We could have. We probably should have.
And Carter said he'd be willing to come back and do it again anytime.
Yeah.
He had a lot of fun.
Robles said he would like to do just him and then just Carter.
That would kind of be fun.
Yeah.
We could make that into a game, too. Like, ask him questions about, like, the newlywed game,
mm-hmm.
except with Carter and Roble.
Yeah, kind of do a, who the butt are you? We're calling our new segment for interviewing guests. But see how they'd, ask Roble the who the butt are you questions about Carter and see if how many he gets right and whatnot.
I'd like that.
Yeah.
So,
which I was actually kind of thinking when we have Kristen on. We could play that with you two.
Oh, God. Yeah, we'll see. Our coach/manager for the Vicks,
mm-hmm.
I brought we were out having a couple beers, me and him and Carter and a couple other guys on the team, and I brought up Just Buds because Carter was there, and like we were talking about it for a second, and so he's going to listen, but he immediately thought we were talking about weed when I said we were Just Buds.
I mean, that's fair. My mom, who would like to... invest in us. She wants to give us some money to do merchandise.
All right.
That's another conversation. But we were going, she was like, what do you find when you Google you? So she Googled Just Buds.
And shoes came up?
It was like, no, the shoes don't come up anymore.
Really?
The first 3 things when you just type in Just Buds is marijuana related. And then it's Just Buds something else. It's not the shoes and it's not us. But when you type in Just Buds, the entire or Just Buds podcast, we're the entire first page.
What about Just Buds with a period?
We didn't look into that.
I think that'd be a good question because I know the shoes had us beat for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we finally beat the shoes. Now we just got to beat the weeds.
Yeah. But you search Just Buds podcast, we are the entire first page of Google.
I like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Are we even on the second page?
We didn't click through.
I'm going to have to look further into this research. So I've been eating a lot of oatmeal lately.
Okay.
I like oatmeal a lot. Do you like oatmeal?
Sometimes. It's not my go-to. It's a weird consistency.
I think it's just such an easy breakfast and it's like warm.
Yeah.
And it fills you up. It just tastes good. But I was sitting there alone eating oatmeal, thinking, as I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, would you rather only be able to eat warm foods or only be able to eat cold foods for the rest of your life?
Does that mean like I can heat up some ice cream?
I made sure to write down some rules. It excludes liquids, but includes smoothies.
Hmm.
Protein shakes have to be warm.
Okay.
For example, deli meat, you can still eat it, but it's got to be warmed up.
Well, that's fine. I prefer warm deli meat.
You can drink cold milk, but milk in cereal has to be warm.
Okay.
And you can refrigerate warm foods to make them cold, but you have to eat them cold. So you can, like, cook a lasagna or something, but you have to eat it cold.
Hmm. So, like, ice cream, I'd have to melt it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You couldn't eat ice cream. You could eat liquid ice cream.
That's kind of fine, because I like my ice cream a little melty.
You like ice cream soup?
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with that, too, but I really like solid ice cream.
I'm going warm.
I was thinking the same thing, but there's so many cold things that I think I would miss.
Like what?
Ice cream, for example.
No, but see, like, it's an ongoing thing that, like, so I've lost 20 pounds from this winter.
I can kind of tell.
Thank you. And just cutting out ice cream, except for the once in a while I have an ice cream soup, I would be totally okay with that.
But then think about the other thing I was thinking about that made it tough is you're going to experience it this summer when we're working together. Once we get done on like 85 degree days working outside all day and you want to come back and have a beer, you're not going to want to have a warm beer.
That's true.
Although that makes it tough.
I don't drink beer anyway. So,
well, you're not going to want to have a warm White Claw or like a lukewarm glass of water to cool you off.
I thought you said it excludes liquids.
It excludes...
Now you're changing the rules.
Well, all I wrote was excludes liquids but includes smoothies. But then I wrote the milk thing afterwards, so I don't know what I meant by that.
Okay.
I think like your smoothie would have to be warm.
Got it. Although, see, I'm drinking a nitro cold brew right now. Had to be a nitro hot brew.
Then that just wouldn't taste very good. That'd be weird. Hot coffee out of the tap. But that was what I was thinking about. I couldn't really come to a solid conclusion, but I have been eating a lot of warm food lately.
I think it's because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
It's just a nice change. But also, there's so many more hot foods than there are cold foods.
True.
And to have to resort to making hot food cold to eat it, just it's not worth it.
That would just be annoying because it's time consuming to make hot food in the first place, unless you're just going to microwave something.
Okay, how about this? Would you rather eat leftovers forever, like you can microwave it and that's it, for 30 seconds. So it's, you know, it's lukewarm. It's not great. Leftovers. Or fresh food, freshly made food, but you have to make it cold. So you can have a hot lasagna, but you have to do the exact same rules. You have to refrigerate it before you eat it.
So you either get warm old food or cold new food?
Yeah.
I'm going with the old warm food.
Yeah.
Because I like fresh food and all, but things like pizza, things like chicken, any type of meat, really.
Have you ever had leftover lasagna? It's almost better
the day after.
Oh, I love leftover lasagna.
I can never cook it quite right. Like, the whole lasagna is hot on day one, and you can never get the whole lasagna to be hot on day two.
I think I like lukewarm lasagna, though.
The only reason I like it is because I can put more of it in my mouth at one time, without burning my entire mouth, without burning my face off. But I cannot, like, I always burn myself eating lasagna or pizza. Like, I just burn myself on hot food because I just get excited.
Yeah. You can't wait for it to cool down. You have to have it when it's, like, there's always the instruction on when you're making food, let sit for 2 minutes. Who follows that rule?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Even the cookies that you're supposed to let sit so they actually take form and they're not just a goo pile.
Yeah.
I don't let them sit. No. I eat the goo pile.
Yeah. Okay, I feel like we've been talking about food a lot this season. Let's kind of veer away from it a little bit here.
We can do that.
Except for I have a topic about food.
Do you want to do that one or do you want to skip it?
No, we're already here. Let's do it.
All right.
Do you ever plan your food? So, like, my example was, like, you have Little Debbie's. For, like, this is what brings it into my mind because that's how I usually plan out my food. I'll have like a Little Debbie like oatmeal pie and then a Little Debbie like Nutter Butter kind of thing. Or I'll have two oatmeal pies and a Nutter Butter thing. So I'll have one oatmeal pie, eat one little peanut butter thing, and I'll go back to the oatmeal because I prefer the oatmeal one.
Well, then why wouldn't you just have three oatmeal ones?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I never think about it.
I kind of do that. Like, I'll eat things in order. If I have a plate full of food and there's, like, a definite order of how I like things, like, rankings of the food,
yeah,
I'll probably eat them in reverse order, so I eat the one that I like the most last.
Yeah.
But if...
Bite you in the ass? Because it bites me in the ass constantly. Like, I'll, like, save one. I'll be like, oh, that one?
One's going to be great.
That one's got all the flavor. It's perfect. So I'll like... eat around it till it's the last one, and then it's like, oh, that one was shitty.
Yeah, it happens. But I've been eating at Chipotle a lot recently, and especially when I'm doing...
You pronounced it wrong. It's shit-potle.
Especially when I'm doing, like, a cut week, I'll get a bowl, and I'll put, like, one scoop of rice, I'll put a lot of veggies in it, and I'll put, like, a meat and maybe some tomatoes or, like, pico de gallo on top of it.
Yeah.
And I'll eat most of it separately.
What?
Yeah, like, I spread it separately in the bowl just so I know how much I'm having. And then I never really get to mixing it together. But I'll eat, like, a bite of a bunch of the veggies, and I'll shove some chicken in my mouth on top of it, but it won't be, like, together. I don't do it on purpose.
It sounds like you do it on purpose.
I don't, really. I
try. Especially after knowing that you make sure your condiments don't touch your cheese, it really sounds like something that you do on purpose.
That does sound kind of bad. But the thing is, Chipotle's forks are just so small.
Bring your own fork.
I might have to start.
Yeah.
Because especially if you get the chicken or the steak, it's cubes. And they all tumble off the fork, and you're just left with, like, a little bit of rice and a pepper on there.
Yeah. And you're lucky if the pepper's, like, balancing on it properly.
Yeah, and it bugs the crap out of me.
Yeah.
They need bigger forks.
You should bring that up to them, since you work there.
I tweeted at them, like, 2 years ago. They never responded.
Yeah, but now you got some power.
True, I do have some
power. You're an employee. Apparently, a couple years ago. So, do you know what affluenza is?
The flu.
No, that's influenza.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So, affluenza is when somebody is so entitled and empowered with wealth that they are no longer on the same playing field as you and I. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So a couple years ago, there was this guy who, I don't remember what his crime was, but he went to court over it, and he pleaded affluenza, which then got him out of his crime because he's so empowered and entitled that he isn't on the same registry of our acceptance of the law, basically. So he is so wealthy that he didn't realize he was doing something wrong and brought that to court, and he got out of his...
What was the crime?
I don't remember. I think it was... I don't remember. It might have been murder, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, well, if it's murder, that's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so rich, I didn't know I was murdering this person. That doesn't make any sense.
Let me look it up. It was a couple years ago, so this might be...
But I'm trying to brainstorm an example that would actually make sense with that. I can't really think of one.
Yeah, here it is. It was actually the first thing on the thing. He is an American, 16. He killed 4 people while driving under the influence. So he's underage drinking and killed 4 people with his car.
That doesn't make sense. You can't be so rich that you don't know drunk driving is wrong.
He got out of it. Capture status released, which I guess that could mean he's no longer in jail. I mean, this was at this point, it's 7 years ago, so I'm not, I...
That's so weird.
Yeah, that's how he pleaded. He killed 4 people under the influence driving and said, I didn't know better because I'm so wealthy.
That's like pleading insanity, but the opposite.
Yeah.
How does that even work? How can a court, how can a jury of your peers take that as an acceptable answer?
I think it is under the same thing as insanity, as like, I don't think it then goes to the jury to figure it out. It's on the judge's behalf of being like, oh yeah, he is too insane, or yeah.
Do you think the judge was bribed? Had to be bribed, right?
Had to be, yeah. Like, there's no way 16 underage drinking and then kills 4 people, you just go, oh yeah, you're too wealthy to understand that's wrong.
It had to have been bribery. Like, the kid didn't know what was going on that entire time, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Someone told him to say that, and he said it, and he got out.
Mm-hmm. Great attorney.
Yeah, nice job. Probably paid a lot of money for that.
I have the attorney's name, if you'd like.
I mean, I don't have a reason to need him, but maybe in the future if I do something horribly wrong.
That was my big thing. It was like, how in today's society can we plead, you're too wealthy to understand you did something wrong?
You know what I realized? This is off topic of this again.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
It's about last episode.
Okay.
I should have brought this up during the apology, because I said that you and I and Kristen were all listening together. I realize that it's way more fun to listen to us talk about Kristen in front of Kristen.
Yeah.
Than it is, like, just listening to it. Because when she's there, you can see her reaction. And
yeah.
That's great.
That actually brings something up. A couple days ago, she was catching up on the episodes, and you were working. And she, for some reason, needed to talk about what we were talking about. So she called me while I was at work. Which is fine, because I was closing up and I wasn't doing anything. And the most part, it was just like me like going, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Like, she didn't have questions for me. She just needed to vent or like chime in about it. I'm like, yeah, nice.
Nice. Do you remember what it was about?
Did
we say something wrong again?
No, actually, it had nothing to do with her like correcting anything that we were talking about. Oh, no, she corrected me at one point. Yeah. Never mind. But
it's kind of a given.
It was mostly about Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like telling me, like, yeah, I don't know where cedar comes in. That's a weird one. Or she was just, like, telling me, like,
oh, she actually did bring up that she didn't like me talking about her.
Yeah.
And the candle.
Yeah.
But I wasn't talking about her. I didn't ever mention her name. But yeah, she didn't like that.
Yeah. And then she told me, like, where the iron comes from. I'm like, yeah, that's
enough.
Exactly.
Like, I don't need to talk about
that. Was exactly what I figured
anymore.
It was. You don't have to let me know.
Like, thanks for the update.
Yeah.
Although we probably did ask when we were talking about it, didn't we? We asked the world, I'm guessing.
I don't think so.
Maybe we didn't. Maybe we didn't care that much.
The only thing that, like, I remember bringing up was the underlining flower scent. And she goes, I have no idea what you're talking about with that one. So,
well, it's not us talking about it is the thing. It's Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, you and, like, I had brought it up. I'm like, where does that underlining flower scent that all women have come from? And
she's
like,
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like,
I told you. Did I bring up that it's probably a secret?
Yeah.
She's not going to tell you.
Yeah.
She's not going to tell me either.
I figure it's kind of one of those things where it's like, men probably have a scent.
It's the drying your balls first scent.
Yeah. And so
I'm willing to give up
it's something that we don't smell and it's something they don't smell.
Yeah, well, I'm willing to give up the ball drying information, but women are not willing to give up the flower scent information. It's going to be one of those things. I'm going to be lying on my deathbed seconds before I die, she's going to whisper it in my ear, the answer to it. And I'm going to go, and
that's your last breath.
Yeah, that's all I'm going to have. But I'll know. I'll be satisfied.
Yeah, women probably have, like, Illuminati, but for them.
Wimuminati?
I was thinking, like, Feminati.
Illuma Feminata women? I don't know. No. I'm sure there's some way to...
It's so secretive we can't even come up with their name.
Yeah, it's an unpronounceable figure.
Yeah.
Is their name, just like Prince was.
Mm-hmm. It's just the sign. Or whatever direction it is.
I don't know why I wrote this down.
Yeah.
But there was a day that I was trying to, like, put my biggest fears on a list, like 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And I told them to Kristen, and she laughed at me for them.
Really rude.
Yeah. I was not very happy about that. Yeah. She thought they were dumb fears, which maybe they are to some people.
That's really mean, actually. Like, you opened yourself up enough to put a list of your darkest, like, deepest fears and secrets, and she just laughs at you and makes fun of you for it?
We can bring it up when she's here if we do an episode with her.
Yeah, that's really rude.
But she didn't like my fears.
Mean.
To be fair, one of them is going bald.
Well, that's a dumb one.
But also, to be fair, that's number 3.
Oh, so yeah.
Yeah, it's not like it's number 1. I don't want to be bald.
Huh.
Like, do you see this? I feel like I used to have hair right there.
No, I don't think so. I think what you're thinking is just your hair just was fuller and just kind of like flopped over. Fuller not in the sense of bald, but fuller in the sense it was bigger.
That's what Lisa keeps telling me. The lady that cuts my hair.
Yeah.
She always tells me, you used to have so much hair.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean it used to have so much hair?
It was just bigger. There's just a lot of it.
But not... every once in a while I look at it, I'm like, please don't be going away. Like, sure?
Yeah, my big... Not so, like, my dad has the biggest comb, like, he's bald up to here basically, but he's got a comb over with all the hair he has that makes it not there. Like, it you
does
can't,
it work?
Yeah, you can't tell it's a comb over, but like, if you pull his hair back, it's like, whoa, that's a big bald spot.
Like, wow, that's shiny
to the point where if I ever get in his spot with it, I'm going bald. Like,
if I have like one of the circles on top of my head, or if I have like a big solar panel on the back of my head, I'm shaving it. Like, as soon as it starts, my hair is gone. Yep. But I just don't want it to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'd be very curious to know what I look like bald, like if I could rock it, or if it would be like, ooh.
I think I know what I would look like, and it's not good. I've got a noggin. It's big and it's lumpy. That's you can't tell because it looks like my hair is just doing
some
that.
Some people just have
scalp.
Lumpy heads and it doesn't look well.
Such a lumpy head. But as of right now, there's a chance that I might like shave my beard at some point. Like, maybe I'll just be clean faced. Clean shaven?
Clean shaven.
Baby faced. Whatever.
Baby faced, yeah.
Clean baby shaven faced. Not a good chance, but
I hope to God. Like, I cross my fingers and pray to the Almighty that I'm not stuck with the goatee. I want
your whole life. It'll come.
I pray to God.
I really think it'll come. I don't know a lot of people that just cannot grow anything at like 40 years old.
Yeah, but like, well, I bet you there are people out there.
I'm sure there's a few.
But like, I have a little bit, but it doesn't come in full, and I just like, I hope to God it's not forever gonna stay like that. Because if I'm stuck with a goatee,
and you go bald?
Yeah, it just, I think the only way bald really gets pulled off is if you have a beard going with it.
And that's what I was going to say, is if I do end up going bald, I will never shave again.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have a big fluffy beard.
Yep.
Might even do the full beard comb over, make it look like I have hair on the top of my head.
Please don't do that.
Would you stop doing a podcast with me?
No, because it's not visual.
We just have to change our logo.
Yeah, I would... create a curtain to not see you, and we could just talk.
Yeah, it'd be okay.
Yeah,
it'd be weird for a Twitch, but
yeah,
our viewers would get over it.
I got recognized at the bar the other day.
By who?
Joey's boss, Joey Martin Joseph Joey Richardson. I had never met him before, and Joey introduces me. I shake his hand, and whatnot, and he goes, "I've seen you dance."
Seen you dance.
I was like, no.
I thought it was gonna be a voice thing. Like, you said, "Hi, I'm Jack."
No.
And you're like, I recognize that voice. I hear it every Monday.
No, he goes, I've seen you dance.
I kind of like that better. I like that a lot better. You know Dave Ryan, you know who he is?
Yep.
So first of all, his last name isn't actually Ryan.
It's not?
No. It's like Kibbles or something.
Oh.
But
his daughter went to middle school with us.
She did.
Yep.
He goes to the Snap in Chan. And so I see him once in a while. I keep wanting to ask him, like, hey, do you have any, like, advice you can give a couple podcasters?
Yeah.
But I never get the balls to talk to him. But the first time he was there, I had no idea who he was until I heard him talk to the personal trainer.
Really?
Yeah. I just heard his voice when I was doing, like, sit-ups or something. And I heard his voice next to me. And I was like, that sounds a lot like... And I turned... And I'm like, no, it can't be. And
he's just kept like, talking. He says, the only way I would recognize him if he says, I'm Dave Ryan in the morning. Then I'd be like,
or if he
is
said,
that Dave Ryan?
And this is War of the Roses or something like that.
There'd be no way I could pull his voice out of a crowd, let alone know what he looks like, even though he's spoken in front of us before.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
I listened to him on the radio in middle school, probably like 6th and 7th grade. And I think those 2 years and Kristen in the car has... tuned my ears enough to know who he is.
Yeah, I first was introduced to him at those assemblies in middle school. And then I didn't start listening to War of the Roses until high school when I was driving into school. And, like, I had almost nothing else to listen to.
Do you like War of the Roses?
Yeah, it was fun to listen. It was fun.
I just don't like it. I can't get into it.
Do you not like the catching them?
I don't like the idea.
Really, because it's a good bit.
For entertainment purposes, I can see, like, it's a good bit,
yeah.
But I don't like the idea of it. I think it's annoying when I hear people fight. I think it's, like, there's going to be a fight either way, and that's what they wanted.
Yeah.
They did that on purpose, but if they get caught, there's going to be a fight, and if they send the roses to the person that's tricking them, there's still going to be a fight because they thought they were cheating on them.
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about this, I think, on the podcast before, that you would send those flowers to your mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kristen was so mad when I gave that answer.
I mean,
she hated that.
It is weird to send your mom.
It is.
Roses, but I mean.
But like, I'd do something like that, or I'd say it's from another person. I'd say it's from.
Speaking of your mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the roses.
I would add, like, if somebody called me with that, I'd be like, can I change it from roses to something, a different, like, flower, or, like, a different, like, if they're willing to give up 12 roses, which I feel like are probably one of some of the more expensive roses, or flowers, I'd be like, can we change it into a different bouquet?
Well, the idea of, it's conniving, is the idea,
yeah.
And I can't stand that, and I get, like, they're catching people that have cheated.
So you don't like the TV show Cheaters?
I've never seen it nor heard of it, and I'd probably hate it, yeah. So yeah.
It's the exact same thing, but
yeah, I wouldn't like it. But the... I don't like the idea of somebody cheating on somebody else either.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't think it's something that should be glorified and, like, trying to catch them, like, ooh, we got them, like, catfished. I think that's a dumb show.
Yeah.
I just don't like things like that.
It's fair. Very wholesome of you.
But yeah, I would recognize Dave Ryan's voice pretty much anywhere, which is weird because I've listened to the 93X Morning Show for years. If one of those, Nick or Josh, or, I mean, there's two new girls on there now instead of Allie, if any of them spoke within earshot of me, I wouldn't turn my head.
You ever look up what these people look like?
I did once, but I forgot.
Specifically the girls. That's so disappointing.
No, I didn't. I kind of want to. I'm going to do it right now.
I don't remember what show it was I was listening to, but I was like, dang, she sounds really hot. Then I looked her up, and man, was I disappointed. I actually stopped listening to
because she wasn't
the show
hot.
Because I was like, well, oh, it was Tom Bernard, his show. I hate him, but, like, I just listen from time to time, and she was the big portion of the reason I listened. And then I looked into it, and I was like, no. I started really analyzing their show and their topics once I figured out she wasn't hot, and I was like, I don't like this at all.
What show was it?
The Tom Bernard one, the 92.5.
Oh, KQRS. The classic rock show?
Yeah.
They, every once in a while, they can keep my attention, but they're kind of like us, and they just talk.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have much, I mean, we talk about very important things, clearly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But they don't have many important things to talk about.
No, but the thing that I didn't like about it is that Tom Bernard has become so, like, that show is him, that if anybody disagrees with the show, he gets them fired. So they just kiss his ass and go along with his opinion on absolutely everything. And it's no longer an opinion, even talking show. It's just Tom's opinion, and everybody goes, yeah, 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 I agree, yep, yep. And they just feed into his opinion.
Just pumping the tires.
Yeah.
So the crew pretty much looks exactly like I imagined them to.
Rough.
Just kind of, like, yeah, rough, I guess. Except the new girls are kind of cute.
Oh.
So Allie was there for however many years. She was there ever since I started listening. It was 93X Half-Ass Morning Show with Nick, Josh, and Allie. And she just up and left. She lives in California now for whatever reason.
Hmm. Oh, that's another thing. Tom does the entire thing from his house. He doesn't even go in his studio.
Big shot.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though. I wouldn't mind doing that. Yeah, they have Trista, who's from Hamburg, Minnesota.
Ah.
Which I always tried to, like, think, did I see her at a baseball game or something? I doubt it. I mean, Hamburg's small, but maybe not that small.
But also, like, why would she go to a town ball game?
That's Trista.
Yeah.
And then they have Ashley. I think Ashley's there every time.
Oh, Ashley's really cute.
Yeah, they're both cute. And then they always make fun of Ross, and I can see why.
Yeah.
Dude's a boner with a mustache.
Is that what your boner looks like?
Yeah, weird, right?
I don't know how we got onto that, really. Oh, Dave Ryan, you wanted to ask for tips.
Yeah.
How do we get to him working out?
No, we didn't talk about working out. Speaking of working out.
Yeah.
I ate a full sleeve of Thin Mints a few nights ago.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
It used to be that I haven't seen them in a long time, but I used to not like the Samoas because I didn't like the coconut in it.
They're not called Samoas anymore. That's racist or something.
What? Why? Like, what? Huh?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Caramel Delights.
Ugh.
I think. Something
so
like that.
Stupid. What the fuck?
Hang on, I'm gonna look up what they're actually. I think it's caramel
delights.
I hate that
now. My go-to was it had a creamy hard bottom. So like you know how the Samoas have that chocolate bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It had that, but it was a creamy one, and then it was just a normal cookie on top. I really liked those because when I dipped it, the top would get a little soft, but the bottom stayed hard. So you get a little crunch.
I think they have those.
Do they?
Yeah.
Those used to be my favorite, and then I started liking coconut, so then the Samoas were...
Yeah, they're called Caramel Delights, but Delights is spelled D-E uppercase L-I-T-E-S Delights.
I hate that.
Yeah, me too. They're not Samoas, though. You know, it would be kind of funny.
Yeah, what's up?
Wait, did...
What's crazy?
So we're going to be super tan at the end of the summer.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because we're going to be working outside.
Yeah.
What if we're browner than Kiana at my wedding?
That'd be lit.
How funny would that be?
Awesome.
I hope Key listens to this and just takes it to heart.
Oh, you know, I should apologize to Key. Okay. I've been throwing him under the bus a lot lately, and I feel bad about it.
I heard you do that a lot when I listened to the episodes, and I was like, poor Key.
Yeah, I feel bad about it. Especially because, like, he stopped texting me now.
Aw.
Because he would text me literally every day about playing COD with him. And it's really annoying because I work most days and at weird times. So like I was getting annoyed of him. But now he doesn't talk to me ever. And I miss him. But also, I do kind of trash him a lot on this podcast.
Yeah, you kind of do. He just got his wisdom teeth out. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be like 5 days ago. But he's got some big holes in his mouth right now. I don't think he's doing much. I played Clash with him for like an hour and a half straight one day
because
he didn't have anything else to do. I miss having him around, though.
Yeah, I miss that little... uh,
I really wish people didn't know what we were saying there.
Yeah, I mean, they... No, it was... Yeah.
When you tell new Beep people to anyway. Listen to Just Buzz, what episode do you tell them to start on?
I don't know. I would actually probably refer them to the game... The Can't Miss This episode with the first one with Robel and Carter. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's a good example of our humor mixed with... Like, it starts off with just us talking about things, and then it kind of leads into our humor and whatnot. I think that's a good episode for him. But if it's just like a you and I episode... I don't know.
Is there a way for us to make playlists on Anchor? Like, could we do an album like Just Bud's Greatest Hits?
I don't know. We could have done that on SoundCloud.
Right.
In fact, I did make a playlist on SoundCloud, but it was only every episode.
Because
so.
I always tell, if I'm going to tell someone new to listen, I always just direct them straight to Season 2, Episode 1.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because I think we had a really solid start, and then if they get bored with a couple of those episodes, they can keep going through it.
Yeah.
And there's, I think we have really good ones just mixed in.
Yeah. Season 2, we've definitely found our footing. Season 1, I didn't like our structuring, and the zero season seemed really sporadic, and we didn't know what we were doing.
I'll be interested to see how Twitch goes with Season 3.
Yeah. I have ideas on how we're going to do that. But that's for off.
I want a sub button.
Okay,
well, we haven't even started live streaming, but I want a damn sub button.
Yeah.
I think the rule is you have to average like 4 viewers for however many weeks.
That's it? It used to be a lot more.
No, I'm pretty sure it's just 4.
Oh.
Just an average of 4 viewers. And you get 1 automatically.
Well, you get kind of 2 automatically. You and then Nightbot, if you download Nightbot.
Right.
So there's no way it's got to be only 4.
I'm pretty sure it's only 4. Because my buddy Tom always streamed Fortnite, and I was
a mod?
A mod, yeah. I was a mod for him for
a
while.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think I still am, but I haven't watched him stream in a while. But I used to watch him stream, like, every night. And... we finally got enough people watching him, which I think was 4, to get him a sub button.
Huh. I think we can get a sub button then.
We should get a sub button. I don't think anyone's going to click our sub button, but I still want it.
I mean, Tanner did.
Tanner clicked our legit sub button.
And then he stopped.
Did he?
I mean, we haven't gotten another payment from him.
True. Smart guy.
Yeah. Well, 1 month for you, 1 month for me. It was a Christmas present, so.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Still appreciate it. Yep. Thanks, Tanner.
Thank you. Next week, make sure to tune in for our episode. We'll be having Kristen, your fiance, on. We'll be grilling her on, hopefully, if we come up with them, some wool myths. You know, some myths about women that she can answer. Like, what that flower scent is.
She's never going to tell us.
No, I know, but maybe some of the other ones.
Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, @Jack_and_Jeff.
We're also on Instagram, Just Buds Podcast.
Like our page on Facebook, Just Buds Official with a period.
If you have any business inquiries, email us at just4buds@gmail.com.
That's the number 4. You can follow us and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, and almost anywhere else you can find podcasts.
Leave some reviews on iTunes. I don't think you can on Spotify.
But try.
Next season, we're going to try live streaming on Twitch. You can find us at Just Buds Podcast. That's one word, Just Buds Podcast.
Make sure to tune in so we can get that sub button. Our homepage is on anchor.fm/just-buds-podcast.
And remember, guys, everything is simpler with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff
signing off.
Hey, suits, fuck off.